Hello again. Now, not spoken for a while, holidays, technical issues, but I'm back. Well, it's Easter once again. Feels early this year, of course, cold winds, but a bit of sunshine. Oh, that recent rain. But we've got Easter eggs to cheer us up. I always gobble at least one, preferring the chocolate egg chilled fresh from the fridge. How about you? I've read the ingredients, though, on those labels. Don't. It's frightening. I know, all that lovely chocolate comprised of cocoa, sugar and fat and lots of it. The chocolate has caffeine, theobromine and phenylalanine to sort of boost you. It's the sugar content, though. OMG. Check out the label. It will have protein, fat, carbohydrates spelled out, and which sugars are such and such per portion, per 100 grams, per 100 mils. So divide the sugar amount by 4 and voila, the number of teaspoons arrives. Look away now. It's shocking. So what? We're only having a treat. It's not as if it's every day. But for some, of course, it is. The dietetic associations throughout the world suggest we make sugar less than 5% of our total daily intake. We don't actually need any added sugar at all. For kids, that's about 5 teaspoons equivalent for the average 4 to 6-year-old. 6 teaspoons equivalent for the 7 to 10s and about 7 for the over 11s. Seems a lot, but not when you look at the ingredients of much of our foods. What's high sugar content? Well, low in sugar foods are about 5 grams or under. 5 to 20 is medium and high more than about 20 per 100 grams of stuff we gobble. Drinks? Well, carbonated figurative drinks are just fizzing with sugar. Low sugar, about 2.5 grams per 100 mils or less. Medium, 2.5 to 11, and high, over 11 grams of sugar. That's nearly 4 teaspoons per 100 mils. Just have a look at your average local cola or something. Anyway, you choose what goes down the hatch, of course you do, and with your children. But as they say, your genes load the gun, but you fire the bullets. Sermon over. Whew. So here we are, the island community is simply coughing in unison. Everybody is doing so, or has been, or will be. The viral spread since about October continues. Wheezing too, in many cases. Chickenpox, shingles, scarlet fever, and even lovely old scabies are rife at the moment, as it is in the UK. It's funny when there's chickenpox about, shingles pops up. They are, of course, related. Particularly in the kids with scabies. I've seen lots of it lately, which is slightly unusual in children. Readily picked up by direct sort of contact with the skin, which on the finger webs mainly has one of those little pin-haired translucent adults sunbathing on your skin. It then pops quickly onto another skin, making itself at home by burrowing into the softer bits, carried by your fingers. If not contracted scabies previously, it takes about 6 weeks for your system to then recognise the invader as you become allergic to the thing. Actually, hold on to your hats, you become allergic to its faeces, its droppings in the burrow. Yuck. Then you start to scratch and scratch and scratch, often more so at night, with nothing really to see in the skin. It just feels so itchy. Treatment? Well, a couple of doses of basically insecticide called permethrin or similar. If you follow the instructions carefully, it's gone, leaving you a little bit itchy for a week or two, occasionally longer. But folk become sometimes the most OCD it's possible to be on being told they have scabies, boiling everything in sight several times. You don't need to do that. One wash, 60 degrees, done. Relax, it's rampant. No fear, nor favour, re-skin type, age or social status. Now even scabies mites have to scratch a living. Get it? Scratch a living. I know. You're now itching as you listen to this, but I'll pop off then. Until next week. Cheerio.